advice is pretty cheap, isn't it? And if you're a parent, you've probably been given advice, maybe from parents or in-laws or friends or siblings. And as the baby in our family, we watched our brothers and sisters raising their kids and always thought to ourselves, maybe there's a better way of doing it, you know, until we had our own kids. So today we're going to learn some of the advice that has worked. What's the best advice you ever did receive that you look back and say, that was good counsel? You can share it on our storyline. We got callers ready to go. Our storyline number is 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. I'm in the Intentional Living Center. If you're new to our ministry, we're all about helping you experience life, or in this case, parenting, as God intended. Don't go away.
I have grandkids, and my kids are all grown. The best advice I could give is for the husband to love his wife and the wife to love her husband. That's the best gift they can give their children. And of course, time, because babies grow up.
Again, what is that best advice as a parent that you've ever heard? You know, we've been doing this a long time. If you go back into the annals of history of our ministry of intentional living, we started as Parent Talk back in 19... Was it? What year was that, Stephen? What year? 1990, 1991? That we began in the Parent Talk ministry. Can't believe the time has passed so quickly. So our hearts, our roots certainly go back to parenting as we help people today, help you, encourage you to live intentionally, the roots of parenting. Give us a call. The best advice you've ever received, you've ever heard in parenting that you'd like to pass along. 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. 888-888-1717. There's a lot of really neat comments coming in on Facebook. I want to read some of them. Here's one. Paula, she's down the list here quite a ways, but it caught my eye. Paula, she said, this is going to sound weird, but when my kids were little, and then she says, that was a long, long time ago, someone gave me a pizza cutter in a baby shower gift, which had me perplexed. She told me that with multiple kids, it is near impossible to cut their food with a baby on your hip. And having a pizza cutter allowed an easy and quick way to cut up a toddler's food, like waffles and fruit and chicken and so on. She said, I've always included a good quality pizza cutter in a baby shower gift from then on. That is really practical stuff. We have our intentionals as well today on the tips for parenting, the best advice for parenting, and we're going to get to those in just a moment. Here's what else is coming in on Facebook today. Amy says, always remember that you're not raising children, you're raising adults. We have a whole curriculum here, by the way, called Raising a Responsible Adult, a workbook and book. That's gone out to people all over the country. And by the way, we have a small group study as well on the parenting challenge, a video study that's available. John says, don't be a hypocrite. Your actions will speak much louder than your words, especially if your actions don't back up your words. Teach by example, lead by example, and your children will follow you most of the time. You know, as a dad and a grandfather now, I look back and I realize that your kids are coming along and it's easy to, you know, speak at them or instruct them or do things for them. And instead of coming alongside of them and encourage them, training them, teaching them. In fact, the very first thing on my list of the top 10 best advice, the pieces of advice that we have from the Intentional Living Center is this. Here it is. The number one on the intentionals list. I will not do for my children what they can do for themselves, because when I do, I disrespect them. I think that piece of advice could be transformational if you're a young mom or dad today. I will not do for my children what they can do for themselves, because when I do, I'm showing them disrespect. Well, our lines are jammed. Try to get through if you can. We'd love to hear your comments. We'll load them up on the lines, and we'll try to get through them as quickly as possible in our short time together from the Intentional Living Center. 888-888-1717, best parenting advice you've received.
My name is Candace. I wanted to chime in today in regards to the topic of being a young parent, and what's the one thing that they should do. And I'm 29 years old, so I guess I'd be considered a young parent. I have 3 boys, 6, 5, and 2 years old. I have a full-time job in which I work anywhere from 50 to 55 hours a week. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of parents who are going through a similar kind of situation. But I just want to encourage you and let you know that the time spent with your children is precious. And you need to learn to just adore the season that they are in. Adore the way that they are. If they're silly and goofy, look at how joyful they are and share in that joy. Just be happy that when you come through the door, you've got 3 little bodies hanging off you. You're not going to find any, that kind of love anywhere else in the world but in your own home.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, and it's going to go by really fast. Jennifer posted just a little bit ago on Facebook, sit down on the floor with your kids every chance that you get. And another Jennifer says, preserve your memories. Take lots of pictures. They grow fast. And it's interesting. Dana made the comment. She says, don't be their friend. They'll have plenty of friends, but only one mom. Now, that doesn't mean you're not to be a friend to your kids. And as they get older, certainly I've found that it transitions into real deep friendship. But I get the gist and I get the heart, I think, of what Dana's trying to say is, listen, when you get to be friends, and I've seen parents try to do this. They want their kids to like them and, you know, want to be buddies. And your kids need a parent, someone who is going to be a parent. And sometimes that means you're going to be tough, and sometimes you're going to be tender, but you're going to be a parent always. Okay, let's go to the calls. Monica, welcome to the program today. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you.
Fantastic. What advice are you've heard you'd like to pass along?
You know what? Basically, what you just said about the last person. And when I was younger, I never understood it because I always thought, well, don't I want to be my kids' friends? But I always taught them that when they were younger, I was always told, you know, be their mom. You are their mom. So every time that they would do something, I was like, nope, I'm your mother. I'm not your friend. Let's talk about it. And now that they're older, one is 30, one is 25, and the other one is 17. Now they are actually my friends.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, every stage, and we're in a stage where you become friends. You got more of an adult-to-adult relationship. But when you're training them and raising them, you got to be a parent. Sometimes that requires a backbone.
Exactly, and sometimes, like when they were younger, especially my boys, when they were in their teens, they would say stuff like, "Well, so-and-so's mom parties with them, and they have a really good time." But to this day, now they look back and they'll say, Mom, we're glad you never partied with us. We don't have stories to say, well, we've seen our mom like this, or we've talked about our mom like that. And now I'm very grateful that when they told me this when I was younger, that I sort of kind of listened to it.
That's good. Good advice. Thank you for passing that along, Monica.
And I listen to you guys. I'm on like a 30-day challenge, so I'm new, but I'm actually loving it. I don't think I'm going to change it anymore. It's not going to be a challenge. It's a permanent thing.
That's good. Good for you. Taking 30 days and making a lifetime. That's what we try to do here at Intentional Living. If you can develop a habit, one of the things with Intentional Living is having the right kind of goals, turning goals into actions into habits. And if we can have a habit for 30 days, we can have it for a lifetime. That's for sure.
Thank you,
Monica. Appreciate it. We're talking today on one of the essential areas of life, and that's parenting, and getting the best advice to pass along to you. Diana posted, she said, hey, listen, here's my advice. Be consistent. And then she said, also, this too shall pass. Pick your battles carefully. We see that coming in, and that's one of the top 10 from our Intentional Living Center as well. Okay, Sean is on the line in Florida. Welcome to the program, Sean.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. Appreciate your call. What have you learned? What's advice you'd like to pass along?
Well, I think the most valuable thing that my family did that I'd like to pass along is we weren't just there. We were engaged while we were there. We didn't have the distractions of cell phones or computers when my kids were young, but we always spend time with them without the television on, especially at dinner time. If you can just have that one sit-down dinner with just your kids and talk to them and listen to them.
Yeah, and I think young parents today, Sean, really do have increased opportunities for distraction. And with technology and so on, it's always been a challenge, but today it's a real challenge. And having those kind of technology-free zones and times where it can just be the family And I'm a big advocate of dinner table, being around the table. There's an opportunity. There's something that happens when you eat together. You can talk about things and you can see things and observe things. So shutting everything off and being together as a family is pretty powerful.
It was. That was our closest time of the day. And as they got older, it quickly became the only time of the day where we were all together. And, they weren't with their friends or practice teenagers have a lot going on.
Huh. That's right. Well, that's good. Good advice. Thank you, Sean.
Hey, I'm with Monica. I started listening to you guys probably 5-6 years ago, maybe even a little longer than that. And, I got hooked immediately. My radio station probably doesn't even get anything else anymore.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad you're listening there in Florida today.
All righty. You guys be blessed.
Thank you. We are. Beautiful place, by the way, where Sean's from. This is an interesting post. Lori and Dave posted on Facebook, it's an interesting statement. Your child is not giving you a hard time. Your child is having a hard time. And sometimes just understanding that dynamic, that perhaps your child's going through something that's hard. And as you know, when kids are, they can't express themselves sometimes as well as we'd like them to. Adults, we struggle with that as well. So maybe it's your child's not giving you a hard time as much as they're having a hard time. So they go on to say, learn to listen to the inside of your children before you react to their behaviors. There's a whole conference right there. Healthy Habits for Parents. We're giving you lots of good stuff. By the way, if you come to Facebook/Intentional Living, you can read all these yourself. There's just a great deal of help there. A lot of great comments on our Facebook page as well. 888-888-1717.
When I was waiting in airports or waiting at hotels for rides, I would get kind of discouraged and disgusted. And at one point, God just quickened my spirit to pray intentionally for all 8 of my grandchildren.
Intentionally, I'm starting a new home, for my children and all that kind of thing. I'm going to go forward and be a father for my children.
Intentional living has caught my attention. And since my daughter has had a friendship that wasn't very healthy, I'd like for my daughter to learn from this experience that we've been through, praying that God has other friends fill the empty void in her heart for friendship.
Thank you for your stories. Your comments are always welcome. Appreciated. 888-888-1717. And they got the system here. When you press number 2, it goes to our storyline where you can leave your comment with us. And by the way, they're all listened to. We'd love to share yours maybe on the air. So do that. Calls continue today on the question of what's one piece of advice you'd like to pass along that you've learned. Let me get Alberto on the line. Welcome to the program, Alberto.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate it. What's your best piece of advice?
The best piece of advice that I received when we were going through a difficult time with my son was show them that you are in their corner, but at the same time, show them that you are the parent.
Yeah.
Great balance of authority and love.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. One of the things to remember is that we are the parents. We need to be the authority with our kids in a loving way. Kids are going to have lots of friends. They're going to have teachers. They're going to have siblings. They're going to have a lot of different relationships. But what they do need is to make sure that the parent is playing the role of a parent, which is to nurture, to love, to protect, to instruct. And when we do those things and we do them consistently, we're giving our child a great gift for sure. All right, Alberto, thank you for your call.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, my friend. We're talking today about the best advice you'd like to pass along that you have learned or has been shared with you as you call 888-888-1717.
At some point, we all face a defining moment, a moment that demands a choice, turn away or take action.
The decision that you make when you're faced with that defining moment will impact your future. It's a part of living. These moments and how we respond to these moments in our life help to define how our life is operating.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, Your Defining Moment, he'll unpack how Nehemiah intentionally responded to a defining moment in his life and how you can respond to yours. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right, thank you. We're talking about the best healthy habits for parents, the best advice you've gotten. Laura posts on Facebook, let them always know that you love them. You can do that in your words, your attitude. You do that also by being a parent, right? Suzanne says, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Right? That comes right from a famous kids movie. I think that's true with a parent. Sometimes you have to say things that may be instructive. It may not, quote, feel nice, but you have to still speak the truth. But the message there is not to be critical. Boy, that can be devastating for kids. Kim posted, keep a sense of humor and pray. Boy, that's true. David says, don't worry, they will grow out of that. I remember my dad always saying, he said, you know, in parenting advice, he said, remember, kids will go into a stage and it's okay. Don't get nervous unless they don't get out of the stage. If they stay stuck someplace they shouldn't be, then that can create a problem for sure. Relax. Some things just don't matter. Melanie, thank you. Very good. You know, we create intentionals here, top 10 lists on things that are very practical for parents. Here's some more from the top 10 list from the intentionals from our center. Number 4 on the list says, I will not treat my teenager like a child. When I do, I will create resentment. If you're trying to treat your 16-year-old like your 6-year-old, you're going to get in trouble. Now, they get into these ambivalent years where one day they're a child, one day they want to be an adult. One day they want to be treated like a child, one day they want to be treated like an adult. And as a parent, understand, remember how you were doing when you were 16, 17 years old, or 14. But remember, don't treat them like a child. Hold them accountable. And some of the great tools that you have today to hold children accountable would be the car, technology, schedule, and do it in a loving way. But treat your teenager as they're growing up, not as a young child. Let me see here. Here, number 7 on the list is, I will give lots of encouragement because it will help my child to succeed. Encouragement comes in words. Saying things to your child, maybe words that you never heard when you were a child. Maybe it's not easy for you to encourage. Maybe you tend to be on the more critical side, instructive side, teaching side. But boy, just saying, I'm proud of you. I love you. I'm glad to see you can do that. I'm glad to see you've worked so hard to do that. I'm glad to see what God is teaching you in this area. I know you can do it. Those kinds of words make a big difference to your kids. Believe me. And you know what? That doesn't stop when they're 6 or 8. That also matters when they're 30 years old. You may have adult children still speaking those words of encouragement into their life can make a big difference. All right, let me see here. By the way, if you have a story you want to share, it's 888-888-1717, and you can leave your story with us. Burke is on the line. Welcome to the program, Burke.
Hello, how are you doing, Dr. Carlson?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What advice or comment would you pass along?
Well, I really owe it to you, Dr. Carlson. I'm a pastor, and there's probably people out there that may be hearing this and say, oh, my pastor's on the phone. But I'm here in Phoenix, and about 10 years ago, I had things were very chaotic in my home with my oldest daughter. And at that point, I remember pulling over. I was listening to your program and just in desperate circumstances, and I wanted to just tell her to leave the house. She was 18, and you gave me a life-changing word of advice.
Mm.
And you told me, you said, where will she have the most influence from you, in your home or out of your home? And that was a very easy answer. I said, it's going to be in my home. And then you just told me that then I was going to have to figure out a way to compromise in the situation so that she could stay in the home. And it was that piece of advice literally helped bring some direction. And, you know, thank God that through the process of time and her staying in our home and working through things, she graduated from college, she got married and has a beautiful family. And it's almost like it was a bad dream, but, you know, God really worked things out.
Mm.
But I had to compromise as a parent. I really did.
Yeah, and it's not.
And I thank you.
You're very welcome, Burke. And I know when you say compromise, what you mean is you got to build an environment. You still have to have boundaries. There are always limits, because there's times when kids clearly need to leave the home. There are times when, for lots of reasons, it just, you know, it's going to occur. We see it from the prodigal son story to the reality in parents. But sometimes when we're right in the midst of the battle, it's easy to say, hey, that's the solution. But you had an opportunity to be of influence to her, and I'm glad that it sounds like it's gone in the right direction for you.
Absolutely, it did. And you definitely stopped me in my tracks and made me really rethink that situation. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Glad to be here for you and others, Burke. And how is your ministry doing?
It's doing well. It's doing very well. And, you know, God is blessing us. And I pastored in Michigan as well. And so when I called that first time, kind of amusing, I didn't give you my real name. Because I was a bit embarrassed at the time. But then I had people from my church in Michigan saying, Pastor, was that you that called? And I said, yes, it was. It was me. I have to admit, I had to call. And so every time I preach often, I will honestly say, my counselor says this. And they're like, well, who's your counselor? I said, well, he doesn't know it, but I listen to him often, and I want to pass this on to you.
That's good. Well, I'm glad we're part of your life, Burke, and thanks for calling today, my friend.
Thank you.
The very best to you and to your family. That's why we do this.
One thing that we are doing intentionally with our kids is making sure that we apologize to them when we need to. When we are wrong with discipline or make mistakes, we let them know that we are sorry.
I am reading through the Bible out loud to my kids. I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son, and we're reading through the chronological Bible this year, and we're right on track. They're having fun with it. We're all learning a lot.
As I was heading for my part-time job after the day of homeschooling and taking care of my kids, I told my husband I hadn't accomplished anything, and then it came to my mind that I had, taken care of my kids and educated them and loved them.
You know, today we're talking about healthy habits as parents with our kids, and hearing some of those testimonies again is so encouraging. In fact, I've been doing a little research and reading more on how habits are formed and how God wired us for habits to be formed, and a light bulb went off as I was reading about the easiest way to develop a habit is when the habit is tied to what you believe. In other words, your identity. And so when our identity is in Christ, as a parent, it's a lot easier to develop parental habits that would be consistent with that identity. In other words, as a parent, what does God intend for us in terms of raising our kids and our relationship with our children? And when we're in Him, boy, it's a lot easier then to have that heart to develop habits of love and training and consistency and follow through and raising a responsible adult. And so that's a very powerful topic today. And by the way, if you have a comment you want to add to our discussion, you can leave it on our storyline at 888-888-1717. How would I define what a defining moment is? I came up with this definition. It's a moment when a person, when a couple, when a business, a ministry, or a church comes face to face. All of a sudden, it's just thrown into your face either an opportunity that can be seized, right? Or a challenge
or a threat that needs to be addressed, or failure. And we have all had these moments in our life. It's a part of living. And these moments and how we respond to these moments in our life help to define how our life is operating and how we're relating in the world today. And we have to make a decision, because the decision that you make at that moment, when you're faced with that defining moment in your life, will impact your future.
Boy, that's so true. And I think we all could reflect on our own history and think of moments that become defining. Maybe it was a time of a divorce that became a defining moment in your life. Maybe it was when the doctor said, hey, listen, you've got cancer and we got to address this right now. Or maybe it's when you lost a job, or maybe you were imprisoned and you find yourself there now, and that became a defining moment. The good news is, you know, the Bible teaches us very clearly. I think of the one passage in 1 John 1:9, where it says that if we have sinned and if we confess that sin, God is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And boy, that's a defining moment as well. And today, maybe the defining moment in your life is to say, I'm at the end of myself. You know, we're talking about the best advice for parents, you know, a very practical program. The very best advice I could give to parents today is know Jesus Christ personally and then live intentionally in Him every day. We are not about perfection here at Intentional Living. We just realize that we live in a world, if we're not intentional, somebody else will be, with our kids and in our lives. And generally and most often, they're not going to take us in the right direction. And so whatever the defining moment is in your life that you're struggling with today, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I'm done living my own way. It's not working. And I give my life to you. What a powerful prayer. In your own words, to make this the most important defining moment as you write this on the calendar of your heart, that today was the day that you made that decision. Let us know that you did so we can pray with you. We're glad to be a part of your life through the radio and on our podcast. And it's made possible because of so many wonderful people who have supported us in these last couple of weeks. I want to thank those of you who called during our fundraising campaign and said, count me in, I want to be a part of it. And if you missed out, hey, listen, the good news is you can still join in the support of the ministry, because boy, do we need you. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com and click the support icon there. All right, we got to run. I want to say thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for listening today, and share your thoughts at 888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.